Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. We are privileged to get a forecast from North Dakota State climatologist Daryl Richeson the weekend.
I think it'll be off to our south and east again. Probably little or nothing in Fargo. The farther south and east you go, a little bit, but I think it's still probably anything of consequence might be 75 miles.
Okay.
You know, from here, and certainly not like a huge storm, but, you know, something a little bit more noticeable. But I think the band of snow from this one will be pretty narrow, and be mostly a rain event, you know, like down the Twin Cities, southern Minnesota. That, you know, that area's got hit by quite a few storms this winter. I think this one for them will be rain, but there will be, you know, maybe, you know, say Watertown up to Alexandria, somewhere in there, you know, might be a few inches of snow from it. But look south and east of Fargo. If we saw a few flakes or something, I wouldn't be surprised. So really not expecting anything. And then the system tomorrow in Fargo, if you're, say, Highway 200 southward in both North Dakota and Minnesota, probably be almost all rain or mostly all rain. Mm-hmm. But up to the north, there might be some snow, a little bit of maybe some freezing rain, some travel problems. You know, there is a winter weather advisory out there. I don't think it'd be a lot of snow, but maybe enough with that little brief freezing rain that caused some problems to keep an eye on. It would still be early April, you know, say next Tuesday, Wednesday. That is the time frame to me that it looks a little bit more promising locally if we would get something a little bit bigger to occur than some of these other events that are keep messing us.
April Fool's Day, Tuesday. But April is the month everybody wants to be in the field. Daryl, what's your thought on April weather?
It just looks too cold. I think especially the first week of April, just kind of looks not very warm to me. You know, our average highs still are only, you know, in the low, you know, say 40 to 45 range. You know, it's still, you know, things change so much during the course of the month. So, you know, I would, you know, if we can get in mid to April, you know, that would be good. But I think starting off April, the beginning of it at least, looks a little disappointing. There is a lot of reasons to believe that the second half of April would be warmer than average because we have no snow, the ground is mostly dry. There's all of these reasons. I just, looking at some of my analogs and stuff, I just have this nagging feeling that April is just going to have periods of niceness, but not the longer term. And I just still have this nagging feeling that it's going to disappoint. That doesn't mean awful. It's just, you know, people looking right now, oh, you know, we're going to be able to do this, we're going to be able to do that. But I just keep thinking it's just going to end up disappointing us a little bit, and I really, really hope I'm wrong. But that's just my nagging feeling. Just a lot of that's just gut feeling experience from doing this for 35 years.
So according to Daryl Richeson, lower your April expectations. It's Inside Agriculture. Time's up. Thank you. See you Monday morning right here.